Hey, you're now loaded up for Think Rank with David Barry, the think tank for Thinking Rank. If it's on your mind, it's probably on his mic. So join Rank. We're all in this one together. Now here's your host, the reality of Rank, the bull god himself, David Barry.
I'm going to tell you something right now. I need a bigger ass.
You need a bigger ass?
Yeah. My pants, or belt, my pants keep falling off. And I don't think my ass is going to get bigger. So I might need a belt.
We can get you a belt or some suspenders. They thought it was funny, too. I'm sorry.
No. No suspenders.
No suspenders. All right. Never mind. Oh. Or we can get you some pants that fit.
No, I kind of like what I have. When I was walking from the shop up the mountain here to the mansion, I had to stop twice, pull my pants up.
Yeah, I had a four-year-old I kept the other day had the same problem.
Anywho, but that's kind of what I know, or what I'm thinking anyway. All right, so you about ready to rock and roll this
thing?
I'm
ready to roll.
Get this little puppy on the trail.
Let's go. Get some fun stuff.
All right, so I'm David Barry. You're listening to Think Rank. I'm broadcasting this little son of a gun off the top of a hill out of the Monster Bull Mansion, Locust Grove, Oklahoma. Thank both of y'all for listening to us tonight. We appreciate that. The Monster Bull website, there's been a lot of traffic there where you can, you know, obviously I think people listening to the podcast, but you can also check out my store, The Gear Bag. We have some really cool designs out there. We also sell some Two Bull Sports Rub if you got an ache and a pain. No, I'm not saying about your wife or girlfriend. I'm talking about like an actual ache or pain.
In your body, your physical body.
Yes, that's right. We sell some Two Bull Sports Rub that will make that pain go away. And it's on my, it's in my store. And also, if you're a bull rider and you need a little sticky in your life, we sell Black Label Rosin. I've seen it work. It's sticky. So you want to get stickier? Buy some sticky. Come to my website, monsterbull.com. Go to my store, The Gear Bag, and buy you some Black Label Rosin. We do this little Think Rank podcast. You know, don't be afraid to share this thing to somebody, even if it's somebody you don't like. Just let them know about it, because it could change their life. There could be a word in here or a phrase or a sentence that you're like, wow.
And we make nothing off of it. Whether you share it or not, we don't have any monetary stake in this.
No, I don't. I mean, you can tell by the hat I wear, I don't make shit off this, but I do this because I talk to myself all the time. And so we decided to start recording it. Part of winning is your mindset, and it's probably more than a part. You know, and so as I coach bull riders, we have to also understand there's the mind side of things, and during a live event, it's hard to shove it all in there where it ain't just going over your head. And so I do the podcast as a separate deal so that you can come back and listen and absorb. The mindset of winning is extremely important, and it's something that's not taught in school. It's something that actually, for the most part, I would say 90% plus of us are not programmed to win. We was programmed to exist or be average. And so I hate the word exist, and I hate the word average. And I'd just soon to shoot for the stars and land here than I would to not ever shoot at the stars. And I think we've been all programmed to just settle for where we're at, what we got. You know what I'm saying, Holly, at all?
Yeah, it's easier to some people, that's their comfort zone.
It's not because they're programmed, and it's been there for their whole life. That's why it's their comfort zone. They don't, the challenge, and that's the hard thing. So I hope parents will let their youngsters listen to me. It's easier to change at a younger age than it is at an older age. With that said, I'm at an older age and I'm changing. You can teach an old dog new tricks, but it takes days and months. And it, because we was programmed through time, we got to reprogram through time consistently because we were consistently programmed. And we didn't recognize it when it was happening. I didn't. Now I do. So now I have a choice. And I love that because back then I didn't know I had a choice. I thought it was just what it was going to be. Tonight I want to talk about, and this is episode number 96.
Yes.
Of Think Rank Podcast. Tonight's, we're calling this Fear, Freedom, and the Path Forward. Fear, Freedom, and the Path Forward. Who came up with that name?
It's the person that does all the legwork on your podcast.
I give you the show notes, and then you print shit off for me.
I wreck them, yep.
Anyway, Fear, Freedom, and the Path Forward. Talking about our thinking, which this is called Think Rank, is what you're thinking helping you or is it preventing you? Period. I mean, so the first, and this is something I've discovered through my studies, is that being aware. We have to be aware. That's how we change things, is being aware that of the moment that we need to change. We need to stop. We need to adjust. We need to change directions. And so I love the word be aware, because it's made a world of difference in my life. Because before I recognized the word aware, I just let things go and be the same. And now that I understood the word aware, now I'm able to stop it in its tracks and readjust, redirect, etc. What are we thinking? And are we thinking preventing us or is it helping us? And so to be aware of that. So just stop sometime tomorrow or tonight, later tonight, and just, you know, because our thinking is kind of the culprit, you know. While where we're at now, you may be a very hugely successful person, and I hope you are. Or you may be somebody that's going to be hugely successful. Or you may be somebody like me who tripped and fell.
Fought with success.
Fought with it. Fought with success.
Yeah.
And so it was my thinking. It wasn't the situation. It was had nothing to do with anything of the moment or the time. It had to do with my thinking. Had nothing to do with my thoughts. Had to do with my thinking of my thoughts. The thinking of my thoughts. And so fear, freedom, and the path forward. We can't control our thoughts. We all have thoughts.
Everybody's got thoughts.
They come and go.
If you're conscious, you have thoughts.
They're like hitchhikers. They're just passerbyers. They come and go. Your thoughts come and go. And you don't have no idea where they come from. And you have no idea where they went.
If you let them go.
But you got to let them go. You can't sit there and think about your thought. And that's what I think gets a lot of contestants, rodeo contestants, in a bind, in a jam. Is they're sitting there and they're getting closer and closer to their time to compete. And all of a sudden, a thought comes in their mind. And it's just passing through. It's just hitchhiking through. And sure as shit, you pick it up and give it a ride. And, you know, and then you have a conversation with this some buck, right? You see what I'm saying? And so now all of a sudden we start thinking about our thought. And now we're basically setting ourselves up for failure when we go to compete, because we're not allowing ourselves to be at peace and compete with how we've trained. We let that thought hijack us. We let that thought hijack everything that we've prepared for, everything that we've did this week, everything that we did right this week. We let that thought that was just passing through, we fucking picked him up and gave him a ride. And started talking about, well, where'd you come from? Well, tell me some more about you. Well, there you go. You know what I'm saying?
You're not on focus anymore.
Not at all. And yeah. Everything that you've prepared for this week to win, you've kind of, you're about to throw it all out the fucking window and have to wait till the next one, because that thought had nothing to do with tonight or today or this competition. Your thinking does. How you think does. And how you're thinking about that thought does.
So if you don't think about it in the right way, it's just going to drag you down. It's negative. Or it's not negative, but it's not productive. Maybe is a better way to put it.
So again, this podcast is called Think Rank. We have to think rank. We can't think as that thought comes through our, and that, again, girls and boys, this thought is just passing through. It comes from nowhere. It's like a dream. Where did that come from? You know, it's just passing through. What we have to do is let that thought pass through. I didn't. I had those thoughts, and I had to stop and give them a ride and visit with them. And it just screwed my whole situation up, because I thought my thoughts had something to do with me. And my thoughts didn't have a fucking thing to do with me. My thinking did, but the thought didn't.
The thought was neutral. You gave it life.
I give it the time of day. I stop and give it a ride. My thought, I didn't know, I didn't understand, but my thought was just passing through. But I'm thinking, my thought's a part of me. I got to stop and give this son buck a ride. Well, what I understand now is my thought ain't a part of me. It's just passing by. My thinking, my stopping and giving it a ride is me. And I got to choose who I give a ride and who I don't. And I'm giving every thought a ride. That don't work. Fraction. It don't work. It's not, that's not sustainable. It's not sustainable. You're at the mercy of the distractions. And you can't be if you want to be a winner. If you want to be a high achiever. If you want to be a high performer. If you just want to be fucking happy. You know? The hell with competing. That's a distraction that you got to let be a distraction. And focus back. The thinking. And again, we call this think rank, and I struggle with a lot of negative thinking. Used to. I don't now, because I'm aware when my, as Zig Ziglar would call it, stinking thinking. When a thought, because you really don't think until there's a thought. And then you give that thought the ride. And it's there. It was just passing by. It was headed to somebody else's mind to fuck them up. But nope, you stopped them at yours. let me feed you. Let me give you some water and some food, you know. And, hey, if you got a lifetime, I'd like to tell you my story, you know. Sadly, it's that bad. It was just a thought. But the way we think about it, how we approach that. It's so powerful. So powerful, Holly.
You think that we're, I don't say raised, but we grow up thinking we're supposed to think about everything that comes in our mind? Is it? It's not necessary, is it?
Why would it be? A thought's a thought. Again, a thought has nothing to do with you. It has nothing, a thought has nothing to do with you. Absolutely zero. It has nothing to do with you, your bank account, your goals, your it has nothing to do with nothing. It's a thought, and we all have them. We all have them, and they're just passing through. It's the fact that we gave it the time of day. We started thinking about that thought, and as we sit back there and we're swaying, we're feeling the butterflies, we're feeling our fucking mojo fixing to happen, we're fixing to compete, but here's that thought, and we start thinking about that thought. Well, before we know it, we've lost our rhythm. We're not in rhythm now. We're not in that flow no more that we was. Can you control your thoughts? I don't think you can stop your thoughts, but I do think you can control your thoughts and how much you think about your thoughts. Meaning, don't look at them in the eyes. Just let that thought go. Don't look at it in the eyes. Just let it go. Because if you stop it, if you try to, like, well, now why did I think that? Which is a thought. you're thinking that's how you're feeling. No, it's not. No, it's not. You created a feeling by the way you're thinking. You create how you feel inside by the what you're thinking. The thought had not a fucking thing to do with this.
It's kind of like as simple as saying you hear it's going to rain today. And that can make you happy. That can make you sad. That can make you nervous. But you don't even have to think about it. It's going to rain whether you think about it or not. Go do something productive.
Well, yes. Well, we have to. We always have to be. One of the things I have found is the little things I do keep me distracted from my thoughts and doesn't allow me to think. By being active allows limited thoughts and damn sure doesn't allow me to think about my thoughts. And it doesn't have to be a great big activity, just being active.
Having something to focus on.
Mm-hmm. And so as we compete, whatever we're after, the more activity we can give ourselves, the less thoughts are going to try to come through and the less thinking we're going to have. So the thing is right before, and I call this competing because, you know, I'm relating to rodeo or bull riders and rodeo events, but it's in business. It's in anything we do in life. It's in everything we do in life. That's a cool thing about Think Rank Podcast. It relates to everybody. It ain't just limited to, you know, I talk about that 8-second clock because that's where I come from, but I wanted to know why. I wanted to know why, and I'm still learning. And once I, you know, Holly, I really thought that I could ask myself the why, and I'd get the answer, find the answer eventually, and it'd be all right. The problem that I've come across, and it's not a problem, what I've discovered is now that I know the why, there's a lesson, and it's lifelong learning. It's a constant learn. It's a constant awareness. It ain't like you're ever going to become bulletproof. You never become, okay, I have the answer. I know how to do this. And everything's just going to ricochet off of you. Thoughts will never come in your mind. You won't have to think about it because thoughts are never coming in your mind. That don't work. That you're not bulletproof. And so what I've learned is that I have to be aware every day, every moment of the day, and know how to take care of those.
You can think your way into something or think your way out of it.
Absolutely. And everybody knows that. Everybody can go back and say, you know what? I thought myself out of that shot. I thought too much of it. I mean, the golfers, the bull riders, the whoever, you know, the ropers, you know, you swung one too many times, you know. At which brings me to probably a timed eventer who swung one too many times, and he was looking for just that perfect shot. You know, maybe, I don't know. I'm not a timer.
Well, that, or you look for that perfect shot, and then you remember after you waited that long that it's a timed event.
So even in the barrel racing, it's all about the clock. And
it's
the clock
not a judged event. Yep.
Yeah, it's not judged. The clock don't lie. I think, with that said, I think the person that swings the rope one more time, he has a fear of kind of the unknown, and he's looking for the certainty, and there's no such thing as certainty. Even in bull riding, when you slide up there, I have a podcast called Fear of the Gate out there. When we slide up there, the fear of the unknown holds you back. It slows you down. It makes you swing the rope one more time. Right. Makes you think. We can't think and win. We can't think and compete. We can't. Oh, we can. But the other guy that wasn't, he gonna beat your ass. Every time. The only way he's not gonna win is if he misses for some accidental reason. Does that make sense?
I think, like, when you talk about you fear the unknown. I think like you take that extra swing, you try to safety up, if you want to call it that. You're trying to find the right spot because your mind can't understand the unknown. And so you're trying to just settle your mind. And it's like, why did you back in the box to start with? You know, what's your goal?
That's
to win it or what?
What's your dream? What's your feeling?
Yeah.
People rope ride for a feeling, not a result.
The way it makes them feel. Yep.
That's right. That's why they back in a box. That's why you drop down the bucket. Watch them bareback riders get on and just start cracking their hand in that rig and that ain't coming out, you know? It's how it makes them feel. Even in that moment, the outsider looking in is like, you're crazy. And he's sitting there just loving it. It's like, it's better than sex. It's an awesome feeling.
I think extreme sports at any level, people are wired that way. But, I mean, marketing can be an extreme sport. Teaching can be an extreme sport if your mindset's there.
Hey, living life's an extreme sport.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just living life's an extreme sport. But we were born to live, not to exist. We were born to live. But with that said, we have to understand that there is the unknown. And that's what's on the other side of the unknown is really what we're after. The bull that has never been rode. That's really what we want. That's really what we're after. If you just deep down inside, that's really what we all want is the unknown. Fear, which is a liar, fear is probably more of a revealer of our limitations. It causes us to push the pause button. It causes us to slow down. It causes us to redirect our pure feelings and our pure thoughts and our pure desires, what our hearts desire. And fear is a liar. Again, fear is made up. We're not cavemen no more. There's not a saber-toothed bear hiding behind this rock over here that I got to fear and be aware of. But that's kind of where we come from. And that's where fear comes from. You know what I'm saying?
Keep thinking about one day when there was that. Time this happened, and that's what you planned your future on.
Fear is trying to protect you.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't need to be protected, I guess, is what I'm trying
from
to say.
So many things that we worry about, yeah.
Yes, that's right. Yes. And so fear is that mechanism there that's there to protect you. But we don't need that now. This is 2024. We don't need that now. It's a liar. But it's still there. And evolution will come in. And eventually, I think that'll go away. But not in my lifetime.
I think like fear is... Here's your green pasture right here, and fear's the fence. And if what you want's on the other side of the fence, and you never try to jump the fence, you never try to see what's on the other side, you're going to keep getting what you got.
And grass is always greener on the other side of the fence.
There's possibilities on the other side that you don't have on this side. So I think that's kind of my analogy of what you're talking about on fear.
Well, have you ever noticed that what's behind your fear is really what you want the most? And with that said, we have to get, I read this book. It's called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. I did some t-shirts. I made some bull riding shirts that said that. Feel the fear and do it anyway. Feel the fear and do it anyway. And when I was doing that stuff, I was doing it because it was like, fuck yeah. But I didn't understand it. I just thought, fuck yeah. I didn't understand it.
Sounds good.
It sounds really good. But when it gets right down to it, when there's no fear present, fuck yeah, let's print these sumbitches all day long. But when fear appears, when it knocks on the fucking door, the printing press fucking shuts off. The heartbeat quits. Or it goes up, actually. And that's what happened to me my whole fucking life, or my early life, my other life, was that all this stuff made sense. It sounded good, but it didn't make sense. I mean, I didn't know what, I didn't know how
you
to.
You didn't understand it. You didn't feel it.
I didn't know what to do with it. And the other thing is, you can't just read one book and think, oh, I'm fixed. I'm cured. I'm good. You know, I'm going to enter fucking Houston and the rest of these some bitches. I'm going to keep entering. Boop, 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 boop. You know, thinking I'm good because you are good. When the books open, there's no stress. When the books are open, there's no fear. When the books are open, there's no anxiety. That makes sense to you?
It's hope. You enter hoping. Yeah. Hey, this is what I'm doing.
I'm going to enter 10 of these some bitches this weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, when the books are open, but come Wednesday, and come Thursday, you know what I'm saying? When you got to start fixing to show up, that's a different cat. Now all of a sudden, our thinking process goes into action. Stinking thinking. But we got to get curious about our fears. We got to feel the fear, do it anyway. We got to get curious about our fears.
Like, how real are they, really?
That's why we got to get curious about it. Yeah. We got to be ghost hunters, you know, mm-hmm. Shine the light on this thing.
Get excited about knowing.
Yes. Because the more you know, when you ask questions, you're powerful. When you don't ask questions and you just accept it, you're weak. And you're going to become weaker. You got to ask questions, and that's why you got to get curious about the fear that you're feeling or you think you're feeling, because fear is a liar. And if you want success at a minimal level, average level, whatever fucking level, high level, you have to chase your fears. You have to face up to the bully. You got to call him out. You got to stand up to this, whatever it is. And you don't know what it is until you ask yourself, until you really sit down and question it. Just you and it. Not you, it, and your friends, or you, it, and a can of beer. You and it. And a glass of milk. Now you'll get you some real answers. But you ain't getting no answers until you ask questions.
I think like what you said earlier about being aware and being curious, when you put those two together, if you're aware and you're curious, you do away with a whole set of limits. You're that whole new mindset.
Mm-hmm.
When you're aware and you're curious, that gives you a whole different approach to what you're doing. Oh my gosh.
It's a game changer with David Berry. I mean, a game changer, which as it's a game changer for David Berry, it's a game changer for my company, Monsterable. It's a game changer for Coach Practice. It's a game changer for people that come around me. I mean, a game changer for y'all's life. I'm putting in the work and spreading the wealth, but you can do the same. But you gotta understand this shit ain't a one and done. It's not a one book, one song, one beer, one toke. You can't run and hide. You gotta face it. You gotta face this stuff.
For me, even like that boils it simple down as to doing taxes every year. I sit there and I choose not to dread stuff, but I don't look forward to it. And I'm nervous about what about this and what about this and what about that. And then once I do it, it's like a weight's lifted off your shoulders and nobody died and I didn't need oxygen and it was all good. But all I had to do is just say, you know what? Let's look at this a different way and get it done.
Look at it in a different way. That's right. Change the way you're thinking. Think rank.
Be aware and get curious.
You have to be aware. You can't change shit until you're aware. You ain't going to do nothing until you're aware. I didn't. I'm ashamed of myself that it took me a long time in my life to figure out that word, to just be aware. I've been looking for answers forever.
Well, what is it? I don't know if it's AA or one of those deals there says the first step to a cure is admitting you have a problem. That's just being aware.
Yeah.
Acknowledge it. Yeah.
Listen, that's right. And you can make a decision when you're aware. You can ask a question when you're aware. The problem is we have these thoughts and then we go to thinking about these thoughts And these thoughts had nothing to do with this shit. But we make our thinking a part of it, a part of right now.
We dwell on it.
Yes. And it train wrecks you. It shipwrecks you.
We sit here and think of things that we're afraid of. Do you think we're afraid of what we're thinking of or what could happen?
You know what? When I was just listening to you say that to me, and I'm thinking, what am I afraid of? What do I fear? On the surface, nothing. On the surface, I fear nothing. I fear nobody. I fear nothing on the surface. But just today, I was thinking about an investment, thinking about putting some money here, doing something here in the unknown. I can probably relate to fear there. So on the surface, I'm bulletproof. But when I go to doing my shit, the things I really want, that's on the other side of fear, because you ain't gaining nothing unless you're trying. And you ain't trying unless you feel fear. If you ain't meeting fear, you ain't gaining ground. If you ain't meeting exhaustion, you ain't trying. You ain't got there yet. You ain't winning. Winning starts when you think you're done. Winning starts on the other side of fear. But you got to go through fear to get there. So on the surface, I'm fearless. But when it comes right down to making decisions on really important personal things or business things or professional things or goal things, fear is going to show itself. And it's supposed to. It's the mechanism. It's a mechanism that is to protect you, but you got to recognize it. It's just there to protect you. It's not there to hold you back and stop you. But at the same time, you've got to be committed to what you're doing, meaning I'll die for this. I'll lose everything I got for this. I mean 100% committed. If you're 50% committed, then you're going to, fear is going to win. Your thoughts and thinking is going to win because you're not strong enough to push past it, to allow your abilities and talents shine. Your mind's going to hold you back, and your talents and your abilities will never even get a fucking chance at the game. It'll never get to play. It'll never get to play an inning because you held it back.
It's like your abilities never get to meet your possibilities.
That's right. It's crazy. And it's sad at the same time. I mean, extremely fucking sad. You have to have the courage. And courage, you get courage from getting the answers. You have courage. Courage is not made up. Courage is not being afraid that you can live with the results, good or bad. And that's where you can get courage from, is that you're able to accept the win or the loss.
So you don't mind going into the unknown to get it.
That's right. But when you are afraid of the results, when you're afraid of what it might make you feel, or you're afraid of what somebody may say or think of you, then you're not going to have the courage to enter the game, to get past it, to get past the fear. You're not going to allow your talents, abilities to ever fucking take bat, to take a fucking swing. You're going to hold it back. You think you're holding yourself back. You're holding just a part of you back. You're holding your life back. There's no other way of saying it. And it's to live with it, I wouldn't wish that on nobody. But as I move forward in life, I look for answers. I ask questions. I'm learning, and I'm going to pass it on. I'm an untrained fucking professional that's experienced it. How's that tobacco fit in your pipe?
Well, it's like, you said earlier about, you know, the reason we do stuff is for the way it makes us feel. And the reason we don't do stuff is for the way it makes us feel. And we have to decide what's more important. The pain of what we're holding on to bigger than the fear of the unknown, or no?
Say that again.
Is it the pain of what we're holding on to more important than the fear of the unknown?
Yeah, because we know we can handle the pain.
We're happy where we are.
Yeah, we know.
Pain sucks, but we understand it. Yeah.
When you say the word unknown, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna stay with what we know. I did. Although I wanted more, although I wanted to change, the unknown kept me from doing it. I stayed where I was comfortable, inching away into a little bit more. I'm instead just nodding my fucking head again. Them boys, that's why I love bull riders. Because when they nod their head, I mean, that's just, it's amazing. From a person to have that much courage to do that, to nod their head for the unknown. Now, as you become a professional, you're not so much nodding for the unknown, but there's still the unknown that exists in that nod. But as you get at that high level, you got to be what Tuff say in Lane's movie, you know, you got to be willing to pay the price, you know, if you're going, I don't remember exactly how, so I'm sure everybody's watched it knows, but what I'm talking about, but most of us ain't going to change. We're not going to change our direction until the pain of where we're at is greater than basically the fear of the unknown. We're not really going to change our direction until it just becomes so pitiful to us that we're like, you know, the unknown don't look too bad.
Something's got to change.
But it don't have to come to that. We can take care of it before it comes to that. And I think that's important for us to understand, is being aware of things before it becomes a problem, before it becomes a habit. You know, I talk about habits and coach practice all the time. We have to be aware. Possibility awaits us. Greater possibilities awaits us. But it's only going to be attainable if we change and learn, not change. Change, but more than anything, learn and be aware of our past that got us here. And that fear's a liar. And to become courageous, we've got to understand that we're got this.
It's kind of like you said in an earlier podcast, you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable. And that's part of the unknown, is being uncomfortable.
Of all these books I read, and I read every day. I search every day. And man, you can boil the shit down to a handful of fucking stuff. It's just how you want to spin it. You know, it is what it is. There's no magic dust. There's no quick fix. There's no one and done. You have to study every day. People ask, well, how do you stay? How do you stay, David Berry? I study every day. I leave nothing at chance to creep in my mind. I don't let that thought stop and get a drink of water. It's a fucking thought. It's a bird flying by. How do I change? I'm aware of that now. So I'm not thinking about that thought. Was that a fucked up thought? Fuck yeah, it was. You know, but I'm not going to sit and think about it. You know, I'm not going to give it the time of day, because if I do, it's really going to become fucked up. It's really going to get worse than it was. Kind of where I'm at, you know. You know, you got to have faith that you'll survive what you fear the most. You got to have faith more than anything, you got to have faith. When you got faith, you will survive everything you fear, anything you fear, when you have faith. You believe me?
Oh, I believe you. It's like, you know, people are fear of death. I mean, if you know it's on the other side, you don't fear it.
Well, you fear death, you're going to die. Don't, you know what I'm saying? Pick a different fight. You want to live longer, then change the way you live, you know? You're going to die, but you don't want to die so soon. We'll change the way you're living. You want to win, but you don't want to lose. We'll change the way you're thinking. I mean, it's that simple. How you think about your thoughts. You don't just fucking think. Most people don't think until the thought shows up. And then you start thinking about the thought. Because actually, in all reality, in my humble opinion, and this is Think Rank Podcast, I don't think you should think. I think we're at most peace with ourselves, with our soul, who we are, when we're not thinking.
Peace is huge.
The great Cody Custer, I'll never forget this. He was in Canada at a rodeo and was, anyway, after the rodeo, and he said, "Dave, you gotta find peace." And I just got done riding a bull, or actually I didn't ride him, but where did that come from? You know? I still wonder to sort of, but he seen something. He felt something. And Cody was pretty close to me then, you know? He felt enough to say something to me. The opposite of fear is peace. Fear can't win if you're at peace. Fear can't win if you're grinning. Fear can't win if your heart's full of desire, love. It can't. Fear can't win. It cannot win. It's going to show itself because it's there. It's real, but it's a liar. Peace is being unattached to the thoughts in our mind. Unattach. Don't attach to your thoughts. We have to unattach ourselves to the thought. We have to stop thinking about the thought. We have to start having faith. We got to start believing in ourselves and quit letting this other shit run our life, run our dreams, run our day, run our moment, run our opportunity.
Yeah, faith and fear don't go together.
No.
They're the opposite, too.
So, yeah, that's just kind of where I'm at on that. When you don't mind your thoughts in your mind, you'll be surprised how much peace you have. Meaning, when you ain't thinking, you're going to be more at peace. Find a place in your life every day to just peace out. Quit thinking. No thoughts allowed. Turn the phones off, turn the outside world off, and just look at you in the mirror. Visualize a mirror, and you're standing at it, staring at yourself. Visualize that. That's real. That'll become more real. And the more you do that, the more powerful you're going to become, because you become more you instead of what it wants you to be. You become you, not what it wants you to be. Fear limits us. Peace is powerful. Peace is rank. Think rank. I'm David Berry. You are listening to Think Rank. I will see you guys next podcast. God bless you guys. Thank y'all so much for being a part of this podcast. Till next time, fear, freedom, the path forward. Be aware. God bless.